Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Everybody, you know, as usual, we have a ton of entertainment news to talk about, but we can't get to anything until we bring in the A-team.
And dun, 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 dun.
Different A-team.
I think that's the Chips theme.
I'm not sure. Oh. We got to say, hey, what's up to Atlanta? What's going on, guys?
Hey, happy Friday.
All right, so later in the show, Emma Stone reveals what big hit movie of hers that she's never seen. Also, we're going to talk with Mary Poppins. Oh, that's right. Our friend Andrew Freund sat down.
He was Mary Poppins.
He is not Mary Poppins. Close. He sat down and talked with Emily Blunt, so we're going to have that as well. But first, Headcrack, what you got?
Well, the 2019 Grammy nominations have been announced, and it's going to be some stiff competition. So this year, The Grammys changed the amount of nominees in some of the top categories. So instead of having five, now we can have at least eight. Here are some of the contenders for music's biggest night. So it looks like Cardi B, Drake, and Kendrick Lamar are the top contenders this year. Kendrick leads with 8 nominations, including a nod for Album of the Year for the Black Panther soundtrack, as well as Song of the Year with SZA for All the Stars. Then we got Champagne Poppy, the boy Drizzy Drake, coming in with 7 nominations for his album Scorpion and songs like God's Plan. But you know the girls run the world, and the ladies are definitely stepping up and dominating. The nominations this year have Cardi B coming in with 5 noms, and one of those noms are for Album of the Year for Invasion of Privacy. And of course, we can't forget to mention Janelle Monáe, Kacey Musgraves, and Lady Gaga, who were also nominated. Taylor Swift and Ariana Grande didn't do as well as expected. Ariana Grande only got 2 noms, and Taylor only received 1 nomination for Best Pop Vocal Album. Yeah, you know, big congratulations to all the nominees, but who do y'all see taking home the Golden Horn this year?
Cardi B.
Cardi B got to bag something. Kendrick Lamar for his work on the Black Panther soundtrack. Now, Brat, being a 2-time Grammy nominee.
Oh. No big deal.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
Do you prepare your acceptance speech beforehand, or do you just freestyle it?
I mean, I was never prepared. Anytime I've won anything, I just go up there and wing it and just pray I don't forget. I know to thank God first and my mom and dad and, you know, the
grandma.
People that helped me run my business and then, you know, the record label. But you start to forget people. But if you go up there with a long list, it's kind of tacky. And
they know
you got a long list and they'll run the music on your ass.
Because yeah, I was about to say, you don't want that music to start playing.
Right. Well, Dish Nation fam, what artists do you want to see snag a Grammy? Hit us up online at Dish Nation.
Well, Portia, you might find this interesting, honey. Usually it's the women that take maternity leave, but father of 4 and NBA star Dwayne Wade isn't conforming to the typical gender stereotypes.
Okay.
Recently, Dwayne and wife Gabrielle Union sat down with Oprah Winfrey to talk about the birth of their daughter, Kavya, who was born via surrogate, and why he decided to take a paternity leave.
You made actually big news with your decision to take paternity leave.
For me and for my wife and our family, our journey was just totally different. And as we explained, even having a surrogate carry our baby, I wasn't there to be able to be like, hey, baby, daddy's here.
Yeah.
You know, to have these conversations so she can hear me, right? So we can sing to her, so we can read to her. So this connection that we both needed, it had to happen right away. So for me, it was a no-brainer. My wife, who was a career woman, gonna take off 2 weeks, then I'm gonna take off 2 weeks.
Do y'all think this is gonna start like a cultural shift in America and men are gonna start taking off?
I think that's important because, like, you know, like, women need help when they are at home with the baby. It's not like one of those things like, you stay home and I'm gonna go work. Like, they still need your support.
I think it's a money choice. I think if jobs got behind it and made it more affordable for men to be able to be at home, I think
Exactly, right. But they don't, honey. And Dwayne is rich.
Okay, so that's right.
Legally, I don't know what it's like in Atlanta, but legally in the state of California, men do get paid paternity.
Really? Really? How much?
Really?
Like, well, 6 months.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, we're like France that way.
Well,
I think France gets like 12 years off. Because your first 12 years with your kid, you don't have to go to work, just drink wine, eat bread,
but
and stay home.
But you're begging to go to work. You're like, this thing is crazy. I just want to go to the office.
But that's true. Some countries, it's like the father gets a year and the mother gets 3 years.
Damn.
Yeah. Here in America, we don't really get paid if we're not here.
I would have so many kids if that was the case.
Me too. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
I'd be spitting out babies left and right.
Well, you are now, but they're just all going to the floor. Well, Natalie Portman's been doing press for her movie Vox Lux, where she plays a pop star, and she recently made a comment that didn't go over very well. She told USA Today this. I remember being a teenager, and there was Jessica Simpson on the cover of a magazine saying, I'm a virgin, while wearing a bikini, and I was confused. Like, I don't know what this is trying to tell me as a woman, as a girl.
Yeah, virgins are only supposed to wear one pieces.
Well, you know, it's almost what she sort of alluded to, which is ridiculous. Jessica obviously didn't like the comment too much, so she clapped back with an Instagram post directed at Natalie Portman, saying, I was disappointed this morning when I read that I confused you by wearing a bikini in a published photo taken of me when I was still a virgin in 1999. I believed then and I believe now that being sexy in a bikini and being proud of my body are not synonymous with having sex. I've always embraced being a role model to all women. I have made it my practice to not shame other women for their choices. In this era of Time's Up and all the great work you have done for women, I encourage you to do the same.
Yeah, that's great. So, a lot of words and all, but I need to see this photo. Do we have issue photos all the time on the show, and this is the one time we don't have
right.
the photo?
I mean, I so agree with Jessica Simpson, obviously. Yes, you can be a virgin, all that. Dressing sexy doesn't mean you're having sex with people.
Exactly.
But being sexy means you're making someone think about having sex.
Right.
Natalie came back and apologized with a comment on Jessica's post saying, thank you for your words. I only meant to say I was confused as a girl coming of age in the public eye around the same time by the media's mixed messages. I didn't mean to shame you, and I'm sorry for any hurt my words may have caused. And when you read all that, we've talked about some feuds on social media before. This may be the most civilized feud we've ever talked about.
No, it just shows you how old Jessica Simpson and Natalie Portman are. They're arguing like old ladies.
I'm so sorry. No, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm a lady.
Right.
Oh, my God. Poor me.
Where's the Natalie Portman from the SNL rap skit? Which keep that same energy.
Yes. We need, like, the rapper Natalie Portman versus Jessica Simpson as Daisy Duke going at it. That's the thing.
Oh, now you're headed towards mud wrestling.
In
that's right
in the rain. But the rain is oily.
Oh, well, how about some English tea, y'all? When you think of divas, you can't help but think of British actress Joan Collins and her late sister, romance novelist Jackie Collins. You know about them, right, Gary?
Yes, ma'am,
I know those are your favorites.
Divas, honey.
That's right. Well, Joan was giving an interview to The Guardian recently when she was interrupted by a fly. Joan asked the reporter, do you believe that little flies or butterflies or something can be old souls? People that you knew? I have this little fly that comes near me all the time. It's really strange. I think it might be my sister. Wherever I am, France, London, here this little fly comes. Now, maybe it's because the fruit's rotting in the kitchen. Now, what y'all think about this?
I was just going to say, it would really make me feel insecure about myself if everywhere I go there were flies, because that's when you don't draw a cartoon character and somebody stinks, you go, draw flies around.
Right. I'm like, she might want to check the bottom of her shoe.
Okay,
because this sounds like something stinky going on.
Somebody needs a mint.
I wouldn't want to be a fly.
So let me tell you something, Brad. I said this before. Remember I told y'all my neighbor
that
had a dog?
Yep.
A dog kept coming around my neighbor's house, and they said that was the neighbor that died and came back as a dog.
Reincarnated.
Yeah, reincarnated.
And what did he do in life to have to come back as a dog to still live next to you? Damn.
Mr. Johnson's licking his again. Mr. Johnson.
That's how he died. Well, Heidi, there may be a new lesbian in Hollywood. We'll tell you what beautiful young actress was caught kissing a young hot model.
Next. You can tell me now. I don't want to wait. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, Oscar-winning actress Emma Stone, she just scored a Golden Globe nomination for a new movie, The Favorite, and has many memorable films under her belt, like La La Land, Zombieland, The Help, double movies with Land in them. A lot of movies with Land in them. But it's her breakout role in the movie Easy A that got everybody to notice her. So when she recently sat down with fellow actor Timothy Chalamet for Variety's Actors on Actors series, she revealed the surprising fact about the film that made her famous. Take a look.
And when you saw it, you were...
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen
it? No, I've seen some scenes.
Okay.
But
okay.
I went to a friends and family screening to see it, and I had to get up and walk out. I was just, who wants to watch themselves for that long?
Yeah, no, not me.
Kind of relatable, right? I mean, like, we all spend a lot of time in front of cameras. I mean, do y'all find it easy or hard to watch episodes of Dish Nation or even the reality shows?
If I'm going to watch it around people, I would like to see it first before you see it.
Yeah, so I can know what's going to happen.
Yeah, let me know what's going to happen, what I'm going to say, and then, you know.
But I think it's impossible to truly watch if you were in it, because in what you do, as most human beings do, you just start picking yourself apart. You go, oh my God, my hair, my nose, my chin. You're not even paying attention because you're focused on how bad you look or picking yourself apart.
I love watching Dish Nation and watching myself.
Aww.
It is awesome. I'm fantastic. And last night, I walked into a bar and Dish Nation was on one of their big screens. And I went over and I sat under the television. I was wearing the same clothes that I had on that day. And I was just waiting for people to come up and ask for autographs.
Low-key.
Buy me free drinks.
Low-key, I'll pull that move too, because a lot of times, like, if you go to a place that's like repairing cars or something, like, it'll just be on. So you in, like, I always do the move where I act like I don't even notice it, and then people walk by and be like,
that's you.
Because you were usually wearing the same thing from earlier. Yeah.
Who's that handsome devil?
That's true.
That guy sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
21-year-old actress Chloe Grace Moretz. She starred in many films like Kick-Ass and The Equalizer. Mm-hmm. And she recently was caught out on a date kissing a hot model. What has everybody talking is that this hot model is a woman.
Continue.
Yeah, I've always had a kind of a crush on Chloe Grace Moretz. And she's only 21 years old, but she's like oddly hot, like most.
She was always super cute, wasn't she? With the full lips, like kind of like Angelina Jolie kind of thing.
Well, somebody caught her on camera, and she was kissing another woman, and it looks like she was liking it. Chloe was recently broke up with Victoria Beckham's son, Brooklyn, and so she's out and doing her thing, and she was caught kissing a woman. Mm. So what do you
think? I mean, I'm
full
seeing
on?
The picture. Looks like she's giving her a vampire bite.
Who did you say wasn't enjoying it? Because she looks like she's got a halo. She's feeling it so much.
Yeah.
She looks like she's
lesbian angels.
But she should enjoy kissing a woman. I mean, she's a Playboy model, so she should be happy kissing a woman.
Yeah, it's Kate Harrison. Okay. She's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So you think at 21 years old, every woman's a little lesbian?
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's still the experimental stage, right?
Kissing a girl does not make you a lesbian.
No.
Having sex with a girl does not make you a lesbian.
No.
What?
It doesn't.
No.
Because you could go, we were just, I don't know, I was just sort of feeling things out.
So I can have sex with a guy and not be gay.
Okay, you're going to say that for the girl, so are you going to say that for the guy?
Yeah, so Heidi, what is like the final mile marker that makes you a lesbian?
Well, I mean, I think if you want to settle down and connect with a woman emotionally as well as physically,
who wants to do that?
Well, that would be the lesbian lifestyle.
That's gross.
But you can still be a lesbian for a minute.
No, if you're exclusive, honey, with the same sex, then that's make you that person.
Right.
But if you're just running through, honey, that don't make you gay or anything like that.
So what are you?
I'm not gay or straight. I'm confused. So I
or have you just been ran through?
No. You don't know.
Up next, Andrew Freund sat down with Mary Poppins herself, Emily Blunt, and we'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back to Dish Nation. Heidi and I always love when we have visitors here in the studio, except for today.
Oh.
Andrew Freund has joined us. No, I'm kidding.
All right, I'm leaving. Goodbye. I'm out of here. I'm leaving.
We love your hijinks.
Yes,
what are you up to?
All right, guys. Now, I had probably one of my most favorite interviews of the year that I did just last week with Emily Blunt for Mary Poppins Returns.
Yeah.
Can we just take a moment to reveal how amazing we love Emily Blunt?
I love Emily Blunt.
She was the absolute best choice to be Mary Poppins.
Oh, my God. And the movie is freaking phenomenal. It just makes you happy. It brings joy to your life.
Did you cry?
Oh, my God. I literally shed a tear. I'm not even
lying.
And
you're not that guy.
I barely cry. cry at anything. But do you guys remember watching the original?
Dick Van Dyke in the original. I guess he's also in this one.
Yeah, okay, all right. Dick Van Dyke, 92 years young. The man stands on a table and tap dances.
Wow.
I mean, yeah. I can barely move.
And Meryl Streep's in this, right?
Meryl Streep's in it, of course. She reunites with Emily. They were in Devil Wears Prada together. I don't want to give away too much about Meryl's character, but let's just say Meryl sings a song, people.
Ooh, singing, I didn't even know.
Singing Streep, as I call her.
I want to see a little bit of the interview with
Emily. Let's do it.
Emily.
Hello.
How are you, dear?
It's like we haven't met.
I mean,
many a time over the last.
It's been days.
It's been days, and they've been agonizing.
Okay, I have a list of famous quotes from nannies. So you have to tell me if Mary Poppins said these quotes or if it's another famous TV or film nanny.
Okay, go.
All right. Why complicate things that are really quite simple?
That's Mary Poppins.
Yes, that is correct. You shouldn't leave the house with things unresolved. That's why men die young.
That's not Mary Poppins.
A famous nanny said this. A nanny by the name of Fran.
Fran Drescher.
Yes, from the critically acclaimed television show, The Nanny.
The Nanny.
Exactly. Your favorite
next.
Show.
Next.
Okay, next. Well, he broke the mold when he made me. He made me very special.
That's not Mary Poppins.
No, damn, you're good. That is Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, that's right. It is Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
I love that movie. I have heard that. Well, he broke the mold when he made me.
Oh my God, you sound just like Mrs. Doubtfire.
I'm obsessed with Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay, now I want to take it back. 12 years ago, you played a character by the name of Emily.
Yes.
What would that Emily be doing today, and do you think she would see Mary Poppins?
Well, yeah, because of the clothes. Because Mary Poppins is very stylish, mm-hmm. clearly, and mm. quite vain. Mm-hmm. I would hope that Emily is eating a cheeseburger mm-hmm. and watching Mary Poppins.
Everything is possible.
Even the impossible. Off we go.
I love her.
She is fantastic.
I know.
My babysitter looked nothing like Emily Blunt.
No.
My babysitter was named Debbie.
Yeah.
And she would sit on the couch and dip sausage links into a jar of mayonnaise.
Well, my babysitter's name was Mrs. Diggins, and she was a lovely older woman.
Mary Poppins opens in theaters on December 19th.
We will all be there, and thank you, Andrew, for coming in and hanging out with us.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
Up next, Kat Von D is in need of breast milk, and we're going to tell you all about it after the break.
They broke the mold when they met you.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Tattoo and makeup artist Kat Von D just had a baby with her husband, LaFar Sayer. And she recently revealed to fans on Instagram that the first couple of days that her baby was born, she had trouble breastfeeding because I guess her blood sugar was so low. So she couldn't do it. And so she turned to her midwife and said, do you know anybody who has some extra breast milk they could give me? Who's on a plant-based diet?
Wow.
So she can give it to her baby?
Like a wet nurse or whatever. There are women who do donate breast milk.
So that's
for
the
other
thing?
Yes, it's a thing.
You can either hire a night nurse or you can hire a wet nurse to come over to your house at night and breastfeed your baby during the night.
So how can one hire one of these wet nurses?
It's for the baby. Okay. First of all, that's a totally different service that you want.
Okay. Can I get that on Grubhub? So say, Portia, you have your child and you have the same kind of problem Kat Von D had. Are you going to turn to a wet nurse?
Yeah, all that. Would I do that? But then the thing, you can't control what that woman is doing. Like, what is she drinking out? Alcohol? Is she a crack addict?
Oh,
you know?
Well, if you
there's no way to monitor these women in their private lives. I mean, I could start a business and sell my breast milk if I wanted to.
Hey, I have a sleeve of Oreos. I hope you do.
Get to dipping and dunking.
Oh, he's already got the cookies ready.
God, you're going to taste a little Hennessy on those cookies.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.